We are joined, as we are every Friday, by Professor Bill Kolbrenner. He's a professor of English at Bar-Ilan University, Ronita Etan, PhD candidate in the English department and the creative director of Writing on the Wall. Good morning. I'm going to put you both on the spot and ask you which is your favorite, because, you know, that's how we roll.
So good morning, Howard. And first of all, I've been watching your X feed, your Twitter feed, and I am sensing a little bit of your experience of Schadenfreude, that the Irish entry are now going home and the
yes,
Israelis
look,
are going.
Yeah, home. I don't feel comfortable about that. I do feel it's a little immature that I am celebrating Ireland's failure, but I detest them right now. And I'm just not even. I'm not even going to pretend. I see. I won't even drink Irish whiskey. Okay, I will. But aside from that, I find it hard to watch Irish comedy, which I normally love. But I'm just not enjoying them right now. So now that they've been sent home, I think Eurovision is a much better place.
But Howard, first of all, you have been juvenile before.
it has happened, yes.
And second of all, listen, I can't. I'm an American. You know, to me, the Eurovision, I'm kind of an outsider. For your listeners who don't know, it was founded in 1956 as a way of expressing European peace and cooperation and freedom, still in the shadow of World War II. Mm. And it's now become this focal point of intense political. Anger for some. I was reading The Guardian just yesterday, and there's several pieces about how is it that we have excluded Russia, yet the genocidal state of Israel continues. Now, Israel has won in the past four times. So I can say that. My favorite was Don International was in 1998 or 1999,
Ooh,
right?
98.
I don't know, but oh, that's surprising.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay. Nice.
No, we know our stuff, yeah.
Research.
Exactly.
I'm going to say, well, first of all, Childish is great because, hello, Eurovision, this is fun,
true.
This is campy, this is juvenile. I mean, if, you know, anyone who's ever seen that show, and let's just say it out loud, it isn't, you know, the best or vocally or the best songs. It's so, like, crazy and campy and ridiculous.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's fine.
Exactly.
So my favorite song, so I'm going to say two. I think the first one is Chai shel Ofra Chaza.
Oh, we haven't played that, Craig. We need to find that one.
Right.
Yes.
So, I mean, and she was wearing a yellow dress mimicking the yellow star of David. So that was also very symbolic. And we'll go to the symbolic meaning of what's happening now. Later. And then my second one has to be Abonebe.
Yes.
So that one is a lot of fun. So
yes.
I think those are my two. And I think the first one, I mean, Abonebe won.
Yes.
And Chai was second place.
That's
so
right.
If I'm
That's why we weren't playing
my...
it. Yeah, yeah. You're
right.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, yesterday, hello, Israel, right? I mean,
yeah.
it was fun. And aside from being fun, it's become almost like a national obsession, especially the last 2 years, where it has become symbolic of how do we perceive ourselves? How does Europe perceive us? It's almost like a validation of our existence. And I'm sorry to take it to that, you know, kind of level, but last year it was right after October 7th, and Eden Golan was there, and I remember having a discussion with Professor Kolbrenner, and he was just like, why are we going? Why should we go? You know, everybody hates us. And I was like, no,
we own that. That's our space. Yes.
Right. We have to go because we can't let people ostracize us. And it's been, you know, so we need our, you know, presence there. And we didn't win, but by popular vote, we reached the fifth place, which was crazy at that time. I just remember all of us just feeling, even me, who I have to say, again, I'm sorry, I don't like that contest. You know, I don't. I
None
don't
of
really
us do.
Watch it aside
of course
from
we don't.
It being so important to us.
Right.
So this year, we made it to the finals, and it's really exciting because of the story of this young lady. You know, and Professor Kolbrenner can just, you know, tell us about her. Go for
yes,
it. I feel
so,
like
you
I'm
know,
hosting
I'm
the Eurovision.
I'm the research person, Howard.
Right,
I
good.
was going to say Jumping Jack Flash when you asked about my favorite Eurovision song, but I decided not to.
Right.
But I do know that the entrance last year, it was called, the song was called October Rain, and that was ruled out because it sounded too much like a political reference. It was changed to the rhyming hurricane. Now, Rafael Yuval, I'm getting the Yuval Rafael.
Yuval Rafael,
Yuval
yeah,
Rafael,
Yuval is her
right.
first name.
So, I mean, I don't know how many of your listeners know this extraordinary story, but she was in one of the many, I know, miklats, one of these special guarded places in near the Nova, where the Nova was taking place, the festival. She was among 40 people, and only 10 of them survived. And the way she survived was by burying herself under other people's bodies. Now you think
I
about
mean,
this,
that's
Howard. This
Holocaust
story,
stuff. That's
and
Holocaust
this
stuff.
story, is so human. And you would think the world, and many people have gone, have been behind us. And I think part of what Renita is talking about is just like, please see us. And if you see us, how can you not admire this young woman? And she talked last night about how come her performance was so much better than it had been in the past. And she said that she saw some of her friends who she had been buried with at Nova. And she said that just gave her strength. You know, last year it was in Malmö in Sweden, which is one of the most anti-Semitic places on earth. This year in Basel, Switzerland is so-called neutral. And yet there were still people booing her. Fortunately, it wasn't transmitted on live television for some reason. They didn't hear them. People booing, people with Palestinian flags. But I think there is that sense that we can feel, this is our story. And I mean, Renée, is she a good performer, by the way?
Yes, she actually is. And it's very interesting, but they're, like I said, it's campy, and most countries just kind of concentrate on being provocative and just being different and ridiculous. But if you look at her performance, everything there is, is symbolic. Like she, if you saw the performance, she walks into this almost like structure. It looks like a chandelier, but it
It's
actually
actually a
mimics
magnificent
the
structure. Beautiful.
Right, but it mimics the balcony of Benjamin Herzl, where she, it's just
Theodore
they
Herzl. Let
actually,
me. Theodore Herzl. Theodore.
no, it isn't Benjamin Theodor Herzl. That's his name. I
Back in
mean, that's
Basel.
just,
Yes, exactly.
yes, in Basel, exactly. So her looking out and just, the visionary thing of looking at, the Jewish state. So that's one. And then you have her looking like, she has this black almost. And she has feathers, so it's almost like the Sphinx, just coming back alive. And then, if you look at her performance last night, it got stuck. One of the sleeves, there was a malfunction, it got stuck. So people today were saying it's just like, that's life. Our heart, half of it is in Gaza with the
We
hostages.
are
So
so desperate for meaning. We are so desperate to
it's just
just.
looking for meaning
Yeah,
everywhere
we are.
because, again, this is not just a performance. This just is saying this is who we are. And we're here and we're alive. So, I mean, it's a bit, again, ridiculous, but it's just nice. It's nice to see that her performance yesterday was great. I don't know, have you
Yeah,
seen it,
I
Howard?
thought it was excellent, and of course the choice of song where we go from October Rain or Hurricane, as it was changed to, but you go from there to A New Day Will Dawn, is also part of that is part of that process, and we've spoken about that how Israel is, and Israelis Jews are healing. Slowly, desperate for the new day, desperate for that new dawn. So it is quite incredible, and maybe we are over-identifying with this, but it definitely feels really important that here was this woman who was trapped or lay under bodies in order to survive, and she's on this global stage singing A New Day Will Dawn. If that isn't a symbol of the country, I'm not sure what is.
I mean, it's also a symbol of the country that she gets. She puts the indirect article there, the A. It, she forgets to put it's a new day shall dawn.
Right.
That's me. That's just me as an English
Yes,
professor,
I see
Howard. So,
that. Yeah.
you're so serious about this. You see, this is what I mean. He's just so serious about it. It's just, it's fun, and it's just it was a good moment for us yesterday. We were happy, you know. And yes, a new day
will. Well, does
but
this mean that Israel actually? I mean, if we look at a couple of years ago, Netta Barzilai won with "Toy," which is a ridiculous song. Ridiculous.
Right.
She's hugely talented, but it's ridiculous. Yeah. But that's where Israel was. It wasn't 3 years. It was 4 years ago. The song afters, I thought, was appalling. It wasn't memorable at all. But to go from Toy to Hurricane October Rain really does follow a very, very interesting interesting line, because you can't ignore that. I mean, Israel couldn't have produced a song "Toy" in 2025. It would have been absurd.
You can't separate. It's again, everything now is connected to something. You know, our whole being is connected to something, and we're carrying it with us. So you're right. I don't think we could have sent something like "Toy," which you know, Netta Barzilai is great. She's a great performer.
Yes.
But here, yeah, I mean, it just resonates. This is what we want. This is what we yearn for, you know, a new day.
Yeah, Howard, also, I mean, it is amazing the extent to which culture and politics, it's not even politics, it's like the existential state of being here. And I think that's part of what we're doing, is we're relating to this young woman. And we're also so happy that she's telling her story. The story's been told thousands, hundreds of thousands of times, but this time, because she is who she is and she had that audience. I mean, I think also, Ernie, there's the frivolous part, but also there's the kind of like, please like us, no?
Is there?
Yeah.
Is there? I don't know. I'm not convinced.
Yeah, it is.
Where?
The bottom, you know, when you, in essence, we do want to be liked.
No, I know we do. I know we do. We do. We desperately do. We, you know, we take any support from anyone outside of Israel or the Jewish community, and we give it a lot more value because we're not used to it, but I'm not sure that her song is that. That's really what I'm asking.
Her song is a statement. I'm here, no, Ronit?
Yes.
Yeah, a new day will rise.
And
yeah,
let's hope that,
and she's
that,
here, yes. And she's powerful, and she did it last night. So we're very proud.